Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday board meeting for ADA. It's a little after 10. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Friend, would you do a roll call of the board board members, please?
Mr. Wilkin.
Here.
Ms. Nygaard.
Here.
Mr. Hughes. Commissioner Bell.
Here.
Mr. Dick.
Here.
Mr. Cruz.
Here.
Got a quorum.
Thank you.
Deputy Commissioner.
There was a friend. Michael who? We're good?
For the staff?
Yes.
The public?
Please.
There's a lot of people in the room, so I'm going to point to you. Please state your name and your organization. We'll start with Mr. Leonard here.
Ted Leonard, Ada.
Back in the corner.
Mark Harris, Ada.
John Springsteen, Ada.
Frank Roach, MWH.
Amy Broughton, MWH.
Boyd Garbowitz, MWH.
Dennis Aarons, MWH.
Kirk Warren, last name of the
Jeff Tagwan, Ada.
Miranda, is that still Appetite?
Dale Young, Link Energy.
Jeff Logan, Jeff Logan Associates.
Chris Brown, MWH.
Rick Adcock, MWH.
Jerry Judea, Department of Law.
Chip Hensaff, Ada.
Jerry Peterson, Ada.
Jennifer Haldane, ADA, ADA. Nancy Wainwright,
Eddie Verdon, TIC, Kiewit. Alan Snyder, Kiewit.
Donald Lemoyne, Kiewit.
Jim Kukin, MWH.
Alan Krause, MWH.
Tom Erickson, ADA.
Noah Grammer, last Journal of Commerce.
Michael Lamb, ADA.
John Hodgkin, Department of Revenue.
Mm-hmm. And you're with Kathy Klein.
Corey Morrison, Golden Valley Electric Association.
Mark Davis, ADA.
Chris Anderson, ADA.
Mike
Kennedy,
Ada.
Frank Kempinen, Ada. Do we got public on the phone to identify themselves, please?
This is Jason Redman, Nano Development.
Producer, Nano Regional Corporation.
Ron Garnell, Isabel.
Matthew Smith, KNOM Radio in Nome.
Bob Shableson, Cooking Light Keeper.
Margaret Schaefer from the Nano Region. Shareholder.
John Gager,
John Gager, Indica Clay Lodge in the Brooks Range Council.
Mark Harrigan, Western Financial Group.
Dave Demansky, Bracewell Giuliani.
Any other public on the phone?
Thank you, Corinne. Before us, we have an agenda. Is there a motion to approve it?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the agenda with the addition of an executive session after the IEP status update.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any changes? Any objection? The agenda is approved. Thank you. Our next item up is public comments. Please limit it to 3 minutes per person. And we will start with anybody online wishing to comment.
Yeah, this is John Gage. I'd like to start. My family has been up in the Brooks Range for 40 years with developing Indica Clay Wilderness Lodge. And then most recently, I've been involved in starting the Brooks Range Council to try to keep an eye on the proposed development, but previously by DOT and now ADA to primarily develop this road across the Brooks Range, the Amber Mining District Road. I've been to meetings in Evansville, Bettles, and Allicaget, and these are all villages to the east that will take all the detriment of this project, the road to go through areas that people hunt and recreate in. And in each case, the overwhelming majority in these villages was opposition to the road, well-voiced and articulated opposition. The prospect of a road and gravel pit every 10 miles with service stations lighting up the Brooks Range, the southern edge of the Brooks Range, is an absolute nightmare to people in this region to the east. ADA staff and DOT before them consistently just smiles and waves at these meetings, promises more meetings, and it's very frustrating to people in this area. From my family, developing a wilderness lodge living in Region for the past 40 years. The state has done nothing to benefit our financial welfare or check-in, and it seems strange to me that now suddenly a foreign mining company proposes some development, and the state appears to be ignoring public opposition, certainly to the east, to put forth this project. And the mining company itself seems to have is a new company, but the management personnel in place are responsible for failed mines already in Alaska, as well as huge environmental damages and fines in Alaska, and previous class action lawsuits in both Canada and the United States. I do believe that AIDA is capable of finding worthwhile development projects for this state, but I do not believe that this is one of them, and this project going forward disturbs me greatly. That's my comment.
Thank you. Any questions from the board? Hearing none. Anybody else wish to testify?
Yeah, this is Margaret Schaefer. I would like to make a comment. For centuries, people from all the villages in our region, including Anaktubis Pass, Alaska, we've traded food and goods, and we still do that. Coastal areas of Kotzebue, all over to north, the whole region trades. And I think all those communities need to be involved in this decision, or even given any little information, even ZOC. The word ZOC will be an information. As of now, NADA won't give it. If you people can try to give it out, that would really help us. We need to make sure that we got all our resources in line, and the most best resource that we ever had in for centuries and centuries is trading. And all the other communities, like at Kivalina or Deering or Kotzebue, will be lacking their trade resource if any of that is disturbed. And plus also, our caribou could be affected anywhere along the line, and we really heavily rely, the whole region heavily relies on the Upper Kobuk caribou migration. Sometimes it migrates up that way if there's disturbance downriver. So, but we're really, really very touchy about that. All the other villages have a hard time too, not only up Upper Kobuk. Everybody's trying to hope that technology will hurry up and make it easier for life in the communities, like lower gas that could be transported otherwise, you know, other ways. And I'm just wondering about our trade is all. And I hope all of you keep that in mind, because I know that's going to come up in the future if you don't put it in mind now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Schaefer. Any questions from the board? Okay. Is anybody else who's a public testify on the phone?
Yes, my name is Ron Yardell. I live in Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm a local guide and business owner. I have a few trips in backpacking, canoeing, and rafting. This is a restraint for 42 years now. My comments are about that road Ambler. This road will be extremely detrimental to my business. The proposed route crosses many of the rivers that I've been tripped down. It will open up access not only to the Kobuk Valley and the Western Brook Range, but also the Koyukuk Valley and the Mr. Brook Range. You claim that this road will be an industrial road only, and it will be put to bed when the mining is done. As the belabor's claim, it's misleading. It's a ploy to reduce the opposition to the road. We all know that when hundreds of millions of dollars are spent on massive bridges and all this infrastructure, they will not be removed. This road will open up the Central Coast Range and the Western Coast Range permanently. It won't be removed. If you're not listening to the local people, if you downplay the amount of local opposition to this road, not only in the Kobuk Valley, but also the Koyukuk Valley, you emphasize the potential benefits of this road and ignore the negative impacts. On your webpage, you claim to get local support for the road from the northwest region where the road is going, but you neglect to include the unincorporated regions of the Koyukuk Valley and the Central Brook Range that the road will not pass through. At the present time, six local villages oppose the road. The opposition is growing. You shouldn't be trying to neutralize it. You should be reaching out to see what their concerns are. You're just trying to convince them it's a good deal. In Bettles and Evansville, you have threatened to go around these villages, even though you know there is not really a better alternative. Going north causes going on land that actually causes into the use of the Arctic Park wilderness, which would require an act of Congress. going south requires going across the community town of wildlife refuge, which we all know will take considerably more time than what you're doing now, which is all my grandmother's the road to the 7,000 acres of private incorporated land against their wishes. Trying to blackmail people and supporting this road is not what a publicly funded organization should do. It is quite obvious to many of us that Ada plans to push this road through for the benefit of NAMA Corporation and Nova Copper, even if it's against the wishes of the local people. I don't claim to represent everybody in the Copa Corporation Valley, but I am a state resident, I am a local property owner, so to be affected by the road, I own a business that has been making a business office in the area for 43 years, and this road will seriously affect my business. You are not taking our concerns about the road seriously, a problem with jobs, proposed construction, road maintenance, security, etc. I don't want your job, thank you. I already have a job that's proportionately fine, and I will continue, it will continue to do so sustainably. Ada needs to change the way we are approaching this entire road proposal that we dismissed. They need to consult with the local people who feel safe once this road at all. They need to start listening to people who oppose this road and quit trying to convince people that this road will be a good thing. They need to quit strong arming the opposition. They need to ask the local people if they really want this road and people without this.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Ron, could you spell your last name for everybody, please?
Yeah, it's Yarnell, Yarnell.
Thank you. Is there any questions?
My name is all about adventure.
Mm. All right. And is there any questions from the board?
Pardon?
I'm just querying the board to see if they have any questions for you, Ron. All right. Hearing none, is anybody else wish to testify online?
Yeah, this is Bob Chableton with Cooking Like Keeper. Thanks. For those of you not familiar, Cooking Like Keeper is nonprofit organization formed in 1995. We focus on clean water and healthy salmon. I'm the executive director. I appreciate the work that Ada does. Obviously, some of the projects they do are controversial. And one of the issues that's drawn our attention has been the investment in the jackup rig with Buccaneer. And I've got two central points I'd like to make. First, I think it's important for Ada to be able to ask, who do you partner with? You know, as a state corporation, who are you going to invest with? What are these partners like? What are their fiscal means? What are their ethical outlooks? In our dealings with Buccaneer, from day one, they came into our community. They misled our government officials. They lied to local residents. They conducted activities in important salmon habitat without permits. They failed to pay contractors. The list could go on. So I'd really like to encourage Ada to do is embrace some sort of filter, some sort of social contract that allows you to look at the ethical and the fiscal means of these companies. If you had a big blowout from a spill from that jackup rig, and they were doing off anchor points and which is out of the habitat we have here in South Central Alaska, they set up a series of subsidiaries and LLCs. We would never have seen any type of any response to that spill, at least coming from them. So that was a big concern for us. So I just asked Ada to think about how you can draw into your project that type of ethical and fiscal filter, because we don't see any of that in the state's permitting regime. There's none of that in the permitting regime, so Ada could take that on under its own authority. The second issue I just asked is for Ada to be more forthright in its disclosures. We've never really had a completely clear idea of Ada's or the state's interest in the jackup rig, what it has been or what it is now that we've got Buccaneer declaring bankruptcy the other day, and we've got a suite of creditors lined up there. So it would be very helpful as a state corporation if Ada was able to put more information online, have better disclosure and transparency so we can understand exactly the stake that Ada has in this. And with that, I just say thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Are there any questions from the board? All right, hearing none. Anybody else wish to testify?
Yeah, Matthew Smith with KNOM Radio in Nome. I'm just curious if there will be a question and answer session at the end or a question and answer question now.
This is just a public comment period. There really is no question and answers period for the public.
Is there going to be anybody responding to some of what was said by the other callers in their public comment?
Not at the board level.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'd encourage the staff to take down the name of the person online and have the appropriate ADA staff reach out to them to ensure that the questions are answered. And so that's not a board level, that's an ADA level question.
And that was going to make that suggestion at the end of the public testimony, but hearing it now, well, that's the plan. So do you have any testimony, or did that answer your question?
Yeah, that answered my question. I'll be listening in on the call, but I'll reach out to you and get a close session on my question.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wish to testify? Public, on the phone. All right, I hear none. Is there anybody in the conference room like to testify? Please come on up. State your name, please, for the record.
Good morning. My name is Nancy Wainwright. I'm here on the behalf of the Native Village of Ambler, and I'm going to address three issues. First is the fact that the Ambler Road was taken off the agenda today. Second, the public outreach and public accountability with respect to Ambler Road. And third is a potential conflict of interest we see with one of the ADA contractors. As I said, a potential conflict. First of all, the reason you have testimony today from on the phone, I believe, is because at the last meeting on April 25th, the staff committed to providing an update on the Ambler Road, providing alternative routes, the preliminary route selection. Folks were aware of that, and I think they plan to testify. We're not sure why it was taken off the agenda, but we feel that it's of great concern that it was, particularly in this critical time period when ADA is moving forward with a RFP for the environmental impact statement. Second of all, I want to talk about a little bit more about the outreach you heard today on the phone. People are very concerned that ADA has not been responsive to the public. The presentations that have gone on in the villages are somewhat of presenting a road that is a fait accompli. ADA consultants travel with the mining company executives for Nova Copper. They travel in the same plane. It's presented as sort of a unified project between Nova Copper and ADA. That is of concern, too, because it doesn't appear that there's any consultation and true interaction with the public. Five or six villages, as well as the Tanana chiefs, have passed resolutions against this road. So we urge ADA to be responsive and listen to those comments. Finally, the question of the conflict of interest with the ADA contractor. Early on, the Department of Transportation had this project. Dowell HKM was hired by the Department of Transportation to do a number of the studies. Dowell HKM is also a consultant for Nova Copper. We have the affidavit of annual labor filed by Nova Copper showing Dowell HKM as a consultant. I can provide that documentation to the board. We would like full disclosure of the relationship between Dowell HKM and Nova Copper before any further actions on the EIS process, because at the meeting on the request for proposals, it was made clear that Dowell HKM will be working very closely with the EIS team. And in ADA's request for proposal documents, they have a very strong conflict of interest provision at 15.2. They say that the consultant who does the EIS cannot have entered into in the past or will enter into any arrangement or agreement that would present a conflict of interest or benefit that consultant from its direct, indirect financial planning, design, construction, or operation of the project. If Dow HKM is working with Nova Copper and working with ADA, that does appear to be a conflict of interest, and we would ask that ADA look into that matter. Thank you very much, and I'm happy to respond to questions.
Thank you, Nancy. Is there any questions from the board?
Gary, thank you for being here. Are you stationed in Anchorage, or did you travel from Ambler?
No, I live here in Anchorage. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll provide this documentation.
Thank you.
Board. Thank you for allowing the testimony.
You bet. Thank you for coming. Is there anybody else in the room that would like to testify? All right, I'll close the public comment period. Testimony now, and we're under new business. So First up is item number A, the Interior Energy Project status update, and I will turn the conversation over to Ted.
Thank you, Chair. Today we wanted to give you an update on the IEP and where we are and where we're going over this next three-month period. That's a very critical period in moving forward to assist the communities and getting all the information together that we'll be able to answer the questions of what the price would be from the plant, how we're going to move forward with distribution, how we're working with the utilities right now, and the plan moving forward to get to what we've been talking about for a financial close, and to also give the board an update on when we believe that will be. Critical to that is all the work that MWH is doing right now, and we will be asking MWH to come forward. Today, MWH has brought their executive team. We have members from the Kiewit, who's the contractor that's working on the design, the indicative price, and also working on the pad. And from there, we can answer any questions that the board would have, Chair. To let the board know that we are right now in the process of completing what we call the concession agreement, which is the main agreement that ADA will have with the project company. Our goal is, with the chair's instruction and MWH's instruction, to have that concession agreement to the board on June 26th, when we meet at the end of June. We've had some very long negotiating sessions. We just completed one last Thursday. We're having a complete turn on the document this week, and we'll be meeting with MWH and their representatives next week to do a full page turn of the document, and believe from that we'll be able to have a full document to the board by the June 26th board meeting. So, Chair, with your indulgence and the board's, I could bring up MWH to answer.
Why don't we see if there's any questions about what the current status is before we bring the consultants up. So are there any questions from everybody on the current status, where we're at with anything as far as what Ted just relayed to us?
You said by June 26th, what would be in front of us in the final form?
In final form would be the concession agreement that would give the ground rules, in essence, between us and the project company moving forward over the project's 30-year life. The other thing, Chair, and I apologize, we are meeting with gas suppliers over the next week or 2 weeks, and we'll have a much more detailed report on the 26th on the gas supply.
And you said gas suppliers, plural, or is there just...
Well, there could be more than one, but until we meet with them and get some information,
Could there be more than one on the North Slope, or is it from somewhere else?
On the North Slope.
Okay.
And, well, I'll change that. It could be from Cook Inlet, too. We are trying to get conversations also from Cook Inlet on potential suppliers, too.
Thank you.
Any other questions before?
Yeah, Chair, process check. Are we going to be looking for action on the 26th, or is the board going to be expected to review? What are you looking for? I think it would be preview and give directions to the executive director. I'd have to go back on the, Jerry, if I could ask there.
Go ahead.
On the resolution that we have, do I have the authority to sign? Or would
no,
we be bringing
it
a resolution back? So we will have a resolution for the board on the 26th.
Okay. Gary?
Mr. Chair, I would hope by the end of this meeting that the questions I asked on May 12th in my note to you, and the questions I asked Mark Davis on May 21st are answered. So I'll just sort of check these off as we go through today, and those that aren't answered, then perhaps we can talk a bit about those.
We won't have the answers to you on the gas supply, the ones that you have from Mark. We're working on those. We're working with the Department of Revenue and with our consultants, so I can let you know that we won't have the answers to them, Mark, and let you know where we're at in the process. But on the gas, and what I would hope as we go through checking the, our goal today is to give as many answers as we can to the letter that you sent to the board, and then from that we can, like you said, check off the boxes.
Sure.
And go from there to ensure that on the 26th that we have the rest of the answers.
Well, that, you know, it, as I said in my note, that's in my head how I see these five different pieces. And so I just want to get my arms around what we're doing and when we expect some sort of deliverable. And as you well know, I'm in no hurry for deliverables as long as they're done correctly.
Well, and
so that's the point. And I plan on just marching down my five things are asking you about, one of which happens to be the buy-it part. So anyway, okay, I'll just check them off as we go, and we'll talk about them.
And that was the whole goal of what we definitely met with the project company and the project company's representatives in WH, saying these are the items that we need to answer. We've been working with the chair, and the chair has a very clear and concise instructions for us after this meeting, is to give those decision points in a path and with what type of decisions the board are going to need to make, when dollar amounts that those decisions would be, and how much we spent up to that point. So you have the risk decisions that the board's going to have to make and where at in the process. So we're hoping that this presentation by MWH and the team members we're bringing, such as Hewitt, will answer that question, give us a good feeling of what the board needs and how we can go forward for the next meeting.
Okay. Any other questions? Ted, you bring up your supporters.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I guess we'll start with Chris Brown and go from there. And Sherry, do we have this that we can put on the board?
I think the last two, we put PDFs up on the screen. If you want to take a quick break and try.
It'd be nice for everybody to see it in the room up on the screen.
We take a 5-minute break.
You bet.
Okay. Well, don't we have it on? Okay, can you get it? And then we'll put it on.
I'm going to mute while we're on break.